Hey, everyone. It's Naomi Wolf, CEO of Daily Clout, and I'm here with an update about our Five Freedoms campaign. There's a lot going on. This Wednesday, the 28th, I will be speaking along with Representative Heidi Sampson, other community activists and legislators at the Augusta, Maine, State Legislature. Outside, there's a rally and press conference at 6 p.m., and that's to pass Five Freedoms legislation. For those of you who are already part of our community, Five Freedoms are no vaccine passports, no mask mandates, open schools now, freedom of assembly, that means freedom to worship, freedom to engage in commerce, freedom to petition, all the First Amendment freedoms, and lastly, no emergency law. So join us there, support us, get your friends and neighbors, and we'll pass Five Freedoms legislation in Maine. New Hampshire passed major Five Freedoms legislation effectively last week. Thank you to the state legislators who led the fight there. They ended emergency law in the future. They reformed emergency law now, and they passed a freedom to worship bill. So it's not everything, but it's movement. And then we also heard that Governor Sununu is dropping the mask mandate. So moving right along, in Connecticut on Tuesday, there is a rally against medical coercion. They're facing a bill in Connecticut to compel people to get vaccinated and not be able to opt out. And again, the Five Freedoms campaign, we're not anti-vax, but choice, your medical treatment should be your choice, your medical privacy should be your choice. These are First and Fourth Amendment protected freedoms, as well as HIPAA law and Americans with Disabilities Act's protected freedoms. So that is a big event. Mary Holland is going to be speaking at it. Del Bigtree, many of you follow his podcast. And also RFK Jr. of Children's Health Defense. And that's Tuesday, and the details will be posted. It's in Hartford, Connecticut, so check our site for more details about that. And I'm here today to say also I was deplatformed from Twitter last Friday. I was deplatformed while I was drafting a tweet, I hadn't even posted it, that basically pointed out that Dr. Anthony Fauci has patents, and he also has potential conflicts of interest, it would appear from initial reporting, and that it's very important that he be investigated like any government official, let alone the highest paid one, to make sure there is no conflict of interest with his private ownership of a number of patents and the policies that he's promoting right now or in the past. So in the wake of this tweet and my having said that on Fox News last week, I was attacked by CNN, Matt Gaetz. I was attacked by Matt Gaetz, who also works for Media Matters. There's a reputational hit article coming out on Monday, apparently, in a British newspaper. And the New York Times, I gather, criticized me in today's paper. So obviously this is something that bears more scrutiny because you usually don't get deplatformed for just calling for the same kind of disclosure of conflicts of interest or potential conflicts of interest that every government official is obligated to disclose by law. And just to note, I was a government worker spouse. My then husband was a White House speechwriter, and we had to disclose every possible conflict of interest financially. That's the way it should work. That's the law. And so I think it's notable that the minute I called for an investigation of any possible conflicts of interest, I've been silenced from my 130,000 Twitter followers. They can't hear from me this week. And by the way, Anthony Fauci's daughter works for Twitter. But I've also been facing a nonstop reputational attack. So moving right along, on a happier note, the Five Freedoms campaign has had hundreds and hundreds of emails of support. I was on Dr. Mercola talking about Five Freedoms, and I was on Steve Bannon's War Room talking about Five Freedoms, and we're getting supporters and resources from all 50 states, from Germany, from Canada, from Sweden, people saying, how can we help? And also, please help us, because we're all facing emergency measures, mask mandates, crackdowns on our liberties. So really big news, and thank you to all our supporters, because we raised money to pay for this. We now have a model bill. It's Model Bill 1. It's drafted by our lawyer, and it is a no vaccine discrimination bill, and no vaccine passports bill. So basically, you can go on to Daily Clout now, onto the Five Freedoms section. You can see this model bill. You can sign up as a subscriber or a member, and we'll also send you this model bill. And you can also see on a link how to find your state rep. And once you do that, you can cut and paste this model bill, send it to your state rep, ask your state rep to sponsor this model bill, and we will help you mobilize your networks to be an effective lobbying force for this first bill of the Five Freedoms legislation we're asking our lawyer to continue to draft. So this is not smoke-filled rooms making legislation. This is not lobbyists and special interests making legislation. This is the way it's supposed to work. You, the people, deciding what bills you want, and our lawyer drafting them for you. So I'm just going to read this bill. I'm really proud of it. It is the policy of the state of blank, and you fill in your own state, to safeguard medical privacy and liberty, which includes protecting the public from coercive COVID-19 vaccination. It is the policy of the state of blank to prohibit all forms of wrongful discrimination. This section is intended to further these policies. The state of blank, that's your state, and all of its government entities and business affiliations are prohibited from requiring any person to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or to possess a COVID-19 immunity passport, immunity pass, or other evidence certifying vaccination or immunity status. The persons and entities subject to this section are prohibited from discriminating against any person based on a non-receipt of the COVID-19 vaccine or failure to possess a COVID-19 immunity passport, immunity pass, or other evidence certifying vaccination or immunity status. So our brilliant lawyer has framed this, as it should be framed, as a no discrimination issue. It is not lawful in the United States of America to discriminate on the basis of any physical characteristic. It's not lawful to discriminate. We have equal protection under law. And so this says on the basis of that, you may not discriminate on the basis of vaccine status. And we're getting hundreds of emails from worried parents saying, my child's university is insisting on vaccines, airline flight attendants saying, my business is insisting on vaccines, people saying, my elderly dad was kicked out of his elder care daycare, you know, if he doesn't provide proof of vaccination, all kinds of unconstitutional, unlawful discrimination. I'm just going to read the rest. It's very quick and simple. Definitions. A, government entity means any unit of state or local government, including but not limited to the governor, state agencies, counties, cities, towns, political subdivisions, boards, departments, commissions, and special districts, as well as their agents, contractors, and employees. So that's very comprehensive. B, business affiliation means any company contracting with or doing business with the state of, fill it in, or a government entity or receiving public funds through any means, including contracts, grants, loans, or other disbursements of taxpayer money from the state of, fill in the blank, or a government entity, and includes all agents, contractors, and employees of any company. So lots of Ivy League schools, for instance, who are all jumping on this bandwagon of coercive vaccination, receive taxpayer funds. They will not be able to discriminate if they continue to receive taxpayer funds. C, company means any corporation, LLC, nonprofit corporation, partnership, limited liability partnership, etc. So that is comprehensive for any company. D, discrimination means a government entity or business affiliation subjecting any person to refusal to hire, failure to promote, reassignment with significantly different responsibilities, reduction in pay, significant change in benefits, or employment termination, and also means refusal to allow any person to enter or patronize a government establishment or an establishment of a business affiliation on the basis of such person's vaccination or immunity status, or failure to prove vaccination or immunity status, or because the person declined to be vaccinated against COVID-19 for religious, philosophical, medical, or other reason as a matter of individual medical privacy. That phrase is so important. HIPAA law guarantees we have medical privacy. No one can ask us anything about our medical status. They're not allowed to ask. It's not just that we're allowed to not answer. They are not even allowed to ask. It is unlawful to ask in the United States of America. And by the same token, the Americans with Disabilities Act, which outweighs any state mandates or nonsensical state laws, as I understand the law, also makes it unlawful for anyone to ask me my vaccination status. And by the way, when I've been declining to wear a mask, knowing that there's plenty of evidence that in a ventilated area, if I stand more than 6 feet away, I'm no danger to anyone. There's no such thing as asymptomatic transmission, or the evidence is very, very faint. I've been saying that I have an ADA protected medical reason to not wear a mask, and that's been taken with a great deal of respect by businesses. So that's an aside. E, direct threat means a significant risk of substantial harm to the health or safety of the individual or others that cannot be eliminated or reduced by reasonable accommodation. The determination that an individual poses a, quote, direct threat, end quote, shall be based on an individualized assessment of the individual's present ability to safely perform the essential functions of the job. This assessment shall be based on reasonable medical judgment that relies on the most current medical knowledge and or the best available objective evidence. In determining whether an individual would pose a direct threat, the factors to be considered include, one, the duration of the risk, two, the nature and severity of the potential harm, three, the likelihood that the potential harm will occur, and four, the imminence of potential harm. So that is why you cannot discriminate against people on the basis of their immunization status. Applicability, this section just explains that the prohibitions in this bill relate to all government entities and business affiliations, so it's very comprehensive. It says that the state of fill in the blank and all its government entities may not enter into a contract or give a loan, grant, or any other disbursement of taxpayer money to a business affiliation that requires a person to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or to possess a COVID-19 immunity passport, immunity pass, or other evidence certifying vaccination or immunity status. So this is really smart because, as you recall, the Biden administration, the president himself, said, we won't mandate a vaccine pass, but we will leave it to businesses. This says any business that mandates a vaccine pass, a vaccination passport, doesn't get any government funding or contracts. And that's a smart way to approach this, in my view. C, a business affiliation that violates this section is in breach of its contract with the state of fill-in-the-blank or government entity, rendering the contract voidable by the state of fill-in-the-blank or government entity. Again, super smart, in my opinion. It means that if a business interest already has a contract with the government, if they discriminate against their workers, like an airline does or adult daycare does, their contracts are rendered null and void with that state. Exemption. Professional healthcare facilities treating COVID-19 patients may be exempt from this section where a direct threat exists that cannot be eliminated or reduced by reasonable accommodation. I think that's a reasonable exemption. Four, construction severability. The provisions of this section shall be construed liberally to accomplish the policies expressed herein. The provisions of this section are severable. If any provision of this section or the application thereof is held invalid, the invalidity does not affect other provisions or applications of the section, which remain enforceable. And I've learned a lot about legal language since starting this platform, Daily Clout, and the Five Freedoms Campaign. And what that means is, even if a section is contested, if a section is found to be not applicable, if it's challenged, it doesn't mean that the whole thing is not applicable. So it protects the integrity of this vaccine, no vaccine discrimination bill, this model bill, which we're so proud of. And I think that these are very intelligent ways to approach this issue. What you can do now is go onto dailyclout.io, the Five Freedoms campaign. You can download this model bill. There are instructions about how to find your state senator, and you can send it to your state senator. And we'll be hammering out additional model bills to guarantee free assembly, to guarantee no mask mandates, to guarantee open schools now, and to guarantee the end of emergency law. So let America be the beacon of liberty, and hopefully we'll be able to help the rest of the world do the same. This is Naomi Wolf. If you want to support us, go to dailyclout.io, become a member, or if you've got a little bit of money, become a subscriber. If you don't have any money, and if you can contribute, whether one-time donation or monthly, please do, because legal advice is expensive, but we're using all of our money to help showcase these liberties and to mobilize you, the people, to retain the freedoms you want to retain. Thank you so much. Take care.